Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. And at 2:36 yesterday afternoon, March 20th, the Huron County Sheriff's Office and multiple emergency responders were dispatched to a tractor rollover accident near the intersection of Rupel Road and M25 in Rubicon Township. A passerby discovered a tractor overturned in a ditch with an individual trapped beneath it and immediately called for assistance. Responding agencies included the Port Hope Fire Department, the Harbor Beach Fire Department, the Huron County Sheriff's Office, Eastern Huron Ambulance, and the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office. Fire personnel from Port Hope and Harbor Beach worked to free the victim using specialized rescue equipment. The incident involved a male operating a medium-sized LS loader tractor with no cab. Preliminary investigation indicates that a medical emergency may have contributed to the rollover. The operator suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The victim has been identified as 83-year-old Rodney J. Weiss of Port Hope. This information was provided by the Huron County Sheriff, Kelly J. Hansen. And the Caseville City Council will conduct a meeting at 2 p.m. on Monday, March 23rd, at the Municipal Building at 6767 Main Street. The meeting is regarding the proposed plan for water system improvements and to review the preliminary engineering report. The council has been working with Fleiss and Vandenbrink on addressing the seasonal water quality changes that causes water discoloration that typically persists for 2 to 3 months annually. The study of the issue showed manganese levels that exceeded the Environmental Protection Agency's acceptable levels, as well as elevated iron and hardness in the raw water and distribution system, which resulted density and algae concentrations. The city is coordinating with the EPA, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and other agencies to address the issue to rectify it. During the meeting, a formal drinking water state revolving fund project plan for the city will be reviewed as part of getting financial assistance for long-term water infrastructure improvements. The DWSRF program assists municipalities in financing utility improvements projects over 20, 30, or 40-year terms at favorable interest rates, typically with a 2% interest rate to keep rates affordable. The Caseville Public Water System provides drinking water to the city of Caseville, Caseville Township, and Village of Pigeon. There are 3,548 customers who use the water system. And older technology is not outdated. It's not only outdated, it is also being eliminated in some cases. This is what is happening in the Village of Owendale with its phone system. During the meeting, it was explained the village is going to have to change telephone communication because AT&T is eliminating wired phone service. Because of that, the council approved removing the landlines and going with cellular telephones for the police department and for the lift station alarm. President Steve Story will research what the options are for the village and report back to the council. Also, DPW Superintendent Jason Ramaz reported he has been busy. He is still working on installing new meters as time and schedule allows, and he expects to be done doing that in April. He is working on the utility mapping project to determine the location of the underground utility lines, and a company's drones are helping with the mapping process. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our national news in Washington, President Donald Trump took the United States to war without a vote of support from Congress. Now, lawmakers are increasingly questioning when, how, and at what cost the war with Iran will come to an end. Under the War Powers Act, the president can engage in military operations for 60 days without approval from Congress. As that deadline approaches, some lawmakers want more information on the goals and an exit plan. Meanwhile, a $200 billion request from the Pentagon for war funds is circulating. Oil prices are spiking, and thousands of U.S. troops are deployed to the Middle East. In other national news, Hawaii has suffered its worst flooding in more than 20 years as heavy rains fell on soil already saturated by downpours from a winter storm a week ago. Officials say more rain is expected over the weekend. Muddy floodwaters have smothered vast stretches of Oahu's North Shore, a commonly world-renowned for its big wave surfing. Raging waters have lifted homes and cars and prompted evacuation orders for 5,500 people north of Honolulu. Authorities caution a 120-year-old dam could fail. Governor Josh Green says the cost of the storm could top $1 billion, including damage to airports, schools, roads, people's homes, and a Maui hospital in Kula. When we come back after this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and moving on to our international news. In London, the Iran war is tightening global tech supply chains by cutting off helium from Qatar, a key source of the gas used in advanced industries like chip making. Qatar halted production after the conflict erupted. This week, more strikes damaged Qatar's main facility. Experts say spot helium prices have already doubled. They say shortages take weeks to show up because shipments move slowly. Chip factories use helium to cool and protect wafers. And they have no easy substitute. Hospitals also need it for MRI machines. In other international news, in Cairo, Israel's defense minister has threatened a surge in attacks against Iran and Britain, condemned Iran for targeting a joint UK-US base in the Indian Ocean. The Iranian attack on the Diego Garcia Air Base suggested that Tehran has missiles that can go further than it had previously acknowledged. The base is about 2,500 miles from Iran. Meanwhile, an official Iranian news agency said the country's Natanz nuclear enrichment facility was hit in an airstrike on Saturday. Stressing there was no radiation leakage, the developments indicate the war in the Middle East shows no sign of abating as the conflict enters its fourth week. When we come back after this McKenzie sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. As the season changes, it's a perfect time for a little spring cleaning. And that includes your jewelry. Does your collection need a fresh shine? At McKenzie Jewelers, we offer professional cleaning to make your pieces sparkle like new. But it's not just about cleaning, it's about renewal. Maybe you have some older jewelry that no longer suits your style. Why not give it a second life? We offer special consultations to help redesign your existing pieces into something beautiful and new. Whether it's a ring, necklace, or bracelet, we'll work with you to create a one-of-a-kind treasure that reflects your unique taste. And here's the best part. When you shop and redesign locally, you're not just supporting a small business, you're also helping boost our local economy. Visit McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe today. Let us be part of your spring cleaning and special moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have a few obituaries to report for this hour. Mary Jane Smith, aged 90 years of Bad Axe, Michigan, was born October 31, 1935, passed away March 18, 2026. She is survived by her children, Michael, Stephen, and Daniel, her sister, her niece, as well as her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The funeral mass for Mary Jane Smith will be celebrated Tuesday, March 24th, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Church in Bad Axe. Visitation will take place at church on Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. until the time of the mass. Immediately following mass, friends and family will travel in procession to Sacred Heart Cemetery for committal prayers and interment. In lieu of flowers, Mary Jane has requested for donations to be made to the St. Hubert's Food Pantry of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Bad Axe, Michigan. Arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpine Funeral Home. Memories and condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Shirley Ann Ozentoski peacefully passed away on March 16, 2026 in Chesterfield Township, Michigan at the age of 69. She was born August 20, 1956 in Detroit. Shirley is survived by her cherished daughters, Shayna and Sabrina. Visitation for Shirley and Ron will be held on Tuesday, March 24, 2026 from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home, Gendernellick Chapel. They will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, from 10 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. Funeral Mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church. Interment will follow at St. Mary's Cemetery, New Baltimore, Michigan. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be directed to the Michigan Humane Society, reflecting Ron and Shirley's compassion for animals. And last, Ronald Joseph Ozentoski passed away peacefully on March 18, 2026 in Mount Clemens, Michigan at the age of 69. Ronald was born on January 4, 1957 in Cass City. Ron is also survived by his daughter, Shayna and Sabrina. Visitation for Ronald will occur on Tuesday, March 24, 2026 from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home, Gendernellick Chapel. They will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th, from 10 a.m. until the 10:30 a.m. funeral mass at St. Mary's Queen of Creation Church. Interment will follow at St. Mary's Cemetery, New Baltimore, Michigan. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be directed to the Michigan Humane Society, reflecting Ronald and Shirley's compassion for animals. Rest in peace, Ronald and Sherry Ozentoski, now reunited in eternal love and light. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe.